Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
I bring to you today a word entitled, Where Can I Find Myself? Have you ever taken the time out just to reflect on who you used to be, where you used to be, who you used to be with, where you are now, who you're with now, and what you're doing now, and you realize that yourself is missing? Because within this house of a person, there is a self of you. When we die, your house, which is the body, will lay there. But yourself is somewhere on the other side, still alive, waiting to exist in another body. I don't know a better way of explaining to you that there is a self of you. What is this? We often ask ourselves when we feel lost. How has this come to be? When did I get here? Sometimes we even reflect on how skinny we used to be. And when did I expand like this? There's a problem with my meter box of the house, electrical meter. And FPNL says that the house owner is responsible to replace it. So when the gentleman came to the house to give us an estimate as to what it will cost, he looked at me and he said, "Is this where Charmaine lives?" Now, I answered the door. I am in conversation with the person, and the person seems to know this Charmaine. And the person remembered that Charmaine lives on this street, and this house seems familiar. So the person asked me, "Is this where she lives?" I said to the person, "Not only is this where she lives, but with her you're speaking." And the person was somewhat shocked. And the person said, I remember her being so skinny." And for the first time in my life, I felt like a house. Like, really, dude? The nerve of you to be looking for me. And I'm standing in front of you and you have no idea who I am. And here I am thinking I was so cute. So sometimes we ask ourselves the question, how has this come to be? When did I get here? We're going somewhere today. We ask ourselves the question sometimes, am I lost? Am I going to be lost? Sometimes we find ourselves on a journey and we have to ask ourselves the question, will we return? I remember when I was on my way to record a love song back in the day. And I knew within myself that if I went out there, I wasn't coming back this way. I knew it like I know my name. Let me tell you something. Don't play with yourself. Because yourself knows more than you think. And yourself is true. You listen, yourself won't lie to you. So within myself, I knew that once I hit that stage, it was going to be goodbye. I looked at my brother, I got dressed. And I looked at my brother and I said to him, I feel like I have 1 foot into the kingdom and I have 1 foot in the world. I said, brother, I don't feel like if I do this, I'm going to be able to come back. He looked at me and he said to me, if I were you, I would pull the foot that seems to be out in the world and put it with the other foot that seems to be in the kingdom. That's why he's the apostle. And I listened. I obeyed. Though I thought my song was off the chain, real good. Love you once, I will love you twice. Not gonna go there. There are times when our very thoughts and our speech betray who we are supposed to be. What am I talking about today? Where can I find myself? You realize that you are not where you used to be based on what you now think. You know you are not where you are supposed to be based on what is flowing out of your mouth. You are never a cusser. All of a sudden, you are a cusser. You are in control of all this. All of a sudden, there is no control. Somebody said to you, what is going on with you? And you're like, nothing is wrong with me. I'm good. Is there a breakdown of myself? Let me tell you today that reflection is necessary to find where the breakdown begins. And the questions continued. Were you a nicer person than you are now? Were you more giving and understanding than you are now? Were you laughing more than you are now? What has happened to yourself? Were you praying more than you are now? How about being more sincere in prayer and fasting? Do you find yourself praying in haste? Every prayer is a hasty one. Every prayer is in between sleep. So you know how it begins, but you don't know how it ends. And this is where the rubber meets the road. The Lord says, awake! Get yourself together and arise from your slumber. Listen what he says. Your pity party is old. Sometimes we stay there so long, feeling sorry for yourself. God says it's old news. Come back to the place that God has designed for you. Isolation can breed suicidal thoughts. And I will prove that to you as the word continued today. Where can I find myself? Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. And we're going on a quick journey. Reading from the verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done. And how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Now y'all remember the story when Elijah killed all of Jezebel's prophets. Because they claimed that they can call down fire from heaven. And he mocked and he jeered them. Come on now. And we're going somewhere today. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah and to say to him, listen to this threat. May the God deal with me. And understand that this God here is a common G God. And it carries an S. May the gods. May all the OB workers. May all the Miss Rudolph workers, may all the wizards and the sorcerers and the witches and the warlocks gods, may they deal with me. Listen. He said, may they deal with me. Be it ever so severely. In other words, may they deal with me severely. If by tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. Now this is a threat to the prophet. A threat to the man of God. Can I tell you that the man of God took it to heart for real, for real, for real, for real. Who have silenced you? Who have put you in a box? Who get you beside yourself? Knock your God out of you and send you chasing the wind. Who? Listen. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. This is verse 3. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there. If you are an armor bearer and the person you are armor bearing leave you in a city and tell you to stay there, and you see that person wander off by themselves, pay keen attention. Sometimes you have to disobey to obey. You must also have the spirit of discernment if you hang out with a prophet. Amen. Lord, Lord. Some people just want to follow. They don't want to hear for themselves. Lift your hand and said, I don't just want to follow. Said, Lord, I want my ear to be acclimated to your voice. Lord, Lord, Lord. So he left him in Judah while he himself went a day journey, a whole day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom lush, sat down under it and prayed. The King James Version said it was a juniper tree. Come on now. And he stayed there and prayed that he might be dead. Lord God. Still praying, you know. But not to work. I want to die. I have had enough, Lord. This is his prayer. How many people feel as though they have had enough? When you have lost yourself, you come to that pivotal decision that I have enough. Lift your hand and said, Lord, it is not for me to determine when I've had enough. I am on an assignment. I don't get to say when it's enough, Lord. You have the final say so. I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. So his prayer was, let me die. I have enough. He said, take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Let me go. Just let me go. Anybody just feel like giving up sometimes? I know you're listening to this message and you say, yes, that's me. I feel like giving up sometimes. There are times the enemy puts you in a corner and asks you, why you exist? Why do you even exist? And the nerve of the enemy to ask that. He asked that. Some of us have a beautiful family and he still asks you why you exist. Some of you still have a fine job and he asks you why you exist. Come on now. He's a liar and a deceiver. Lift your hand and said, I exist because God saw it fit to allow me to be here. And who don't like it, take the exit. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. After he prayed, then he lay down under the bush, under the same tree, a poisonous tree. fell asleep. All at once, an angel came by and touched him and said, get up and eat. I'm telling you, it's not up to you. When you have lost yourself, God might have to send an angel to tell you to get up and eat. Though you take yourself and you put yourself in a precarious position where there is no food, where there is no supermarket, where there's no pot to cook in, God has a plan for you and he will send an angel to cook for you. Oh Lord, you don't get this. You don't get this. I said, God will let an angel cook you a meal. Who am I talking to? You see why we shouldn't worry? Some of us say, it makes no sense I exist because I can't find food. You don't have to can find food. Who do you serve? And we're going somewhere today. We're going somewhere today. He looked around and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals. And a jar of water. Now understand, you're going a whole day's journey. You did not take any water with you. You want to die. You have lost yourself. Now who am I talking to? A whole day's journey. You never take any bread with you. You want to die. He got up. He ate. And he drank. And lay down again. How did I come to this point? I can prophesy. I can turn things around. I can cause my drought and drought will come. How did I get here? How? So even a man of God or a woman of God can lose themselves. Lord God, nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, hold on, my child. Take your water with you if you're running. Take your food with you if you're running. Oh God, somebody praise God. My God, the angel of the Lord came back. Here's the news. He ate the bread and he dropped the water and he still went back to sleep. I want to die. Sometimes the Lord have sent a word and he wake you up and he feeds you and he give you a drink and you thought that that would get you out of your funk, but you went right back to sleep. The angel came a second time. I don't know how long before the angel came a second time. One thing I do know, it was long enough because he was hungry again. Even when you're on your way out, you still need God. The second time, the angel came and woke him up again. The angel said, get up and eat, for your journey is too much for you. When you feel like checking out, your journey has just begun. Who am I talking to today? Take heart. Not your neighbor and say, take heart. Not your neighbor and say, it don't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. But brother, you have a journey. I know you feel like checking out, but your journey is great. Eat this food and drink this water because your journey. Somebody shout great. Yes, sir. Loud, 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 loud. So he got up. And he ate again. And he drank again. And this time, the word of the Lord said he was strengthened by the second food. Oh Lord, somebody just need a second meal. Said, put seconds on my plate. Lord, 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 I need another drink. He traveled after that second meal. The Bible said he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb. When you're on a journey to meet God face to face, you need the proper meal. When you're on a journey to meet God face to face, you'll need the right drink. Now, who am I talking to? I know you feel like checking out of here, but your journey is greater. Rise up and eat this food I'm giving you today. Somebody say, when he got there. Lord, Lord, Lord. He went into a cave and he spent the night there. Somebody shout, the Lord came down and appeared unto him. And the word of the Lord came to him. I don't understand God sometimes. I don't understand God sometimes. The angel said, get up. You're going on a journey. It's great. Eat your food. Don't be hungry for the journey. Now, some of us believe that when the Lord is sending you on a journey, that you have to be fasting. I think I must take that pill for myself, because I can remember Minister Sam saying to me from time to time, Mother, you need to eat. I'm like, I'm not hungry. Mother, you need to eat. And you don't want to have her for an angel, trust me. Because she will make you eat even when you don't want to eat. When he got there, God said to him, what are you doing here? In other words, if you are here, you have lost yourself. You know why? You don't have to come to Horeb to see. You don't have to come to Horeb to get a word. You don't have to come to Horeb to hear from God. So the Lord said, what? Let me tell you, some of you that are running from God, when you get to your destination, God have a question for you. What are you doing here? In other words, here is not your assignment. Now, who am I talking to? You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. Where you're running to, not your neighbor. And say, neighbor, find yourself. Because the place where you're running to is not on the assignment. Woo. Lord, I can feel you. I can feel you. I can feel you. Said, I can feel the joy from Mount Zion. Yes, it is coming down. It is coming down. I can feel the joy from Mount Zion. He show up. He asked me a question. Why am I here? Finally, I get an audience with God. Finally, I can tell God my problem. So let me tell you, God,
can I paraphrase? I'm so happy you ask. Oh Lord, you don't understand what I'm going through. He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord. You're zealous for me. You're sorry for me. Let me tell you something. The man of God found himself in a peculiar situation, like many preachers today. Because even though Christ died for the church, a lot of us feel as though we have to die for the church too. I'm sorry, honey. If Christ's blood can carry the church all the way, your blood won't help. And that's why I serve the way I do to the best of my God-given potential. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you? And when I serve you to that part, to that place with such excellence, and if you don't desire to stay, honey, then you're just going to have to find somebody else who can do greater than I can. I won't stress it and I won't die over it. I will miss you, still love you, but I won't get the high blood pressure over it. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Because Christ already died. And if his blood can't settle you, there is nothing I can do to settle you. Because there is no power that is greater than his. So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant. Keep on complaining to God about how the people treating you. All God care about is whether or not you finish your assignment. Come on now. Come on now. He said they rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. And I am the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. Listen what God said. Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. You want to argue? You want to tell me what I don't know? Come out of the cave. Because some of us are complaining. You won't even let God see. God says, come out and stand upon the mountain and stand in my presence. The Lord says, I am about to pass by. I'm coming by the mountain. Get up there. But here's what we don't understand. When God has given you a word to get on the mountain, the devil hear the word too. So listen. I want you to listen so you can quote it right. God says, come in my presence. Get up on the mountain. Then a great, powerful wind came and tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. Are you listening to this? You think because God is standing so close, and he said to you, come up on the mountain, you think that Satan have respect for that? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. So before he could get up there, the mountain began to shake furiously. Now, who am I talking to? The closer you seem to get to God is the more your mountain quakes. Come on now, and everything around you seems to be falling apart. Lord, help me. And you said to yourself, if God had really sent me a word to get up on this mountain, all hell would not be breaking loose. Surely this can't be the place. Surely the prophet is mistaken. Surely the angel delivered the wrong message.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.